It will be tight.
That's State Secretary of Finance Preston Dorflinger on the prospects for the 2015 fiscal year budget. The news of the revenue decrease comes on the eve of tomorrow morning's Board of Equalization meeting. That group, chaired by Governor Mary Fallon, will consider certifying the amount of money she can use in building her executive budget. Dorflinger said the governor will ask the seven-member board to approve a motion adjusting the revenue estimates due to a recent state Supreme Court ruling that struck down a tax cut and $120 million set aside to repair the state Capitol building. That will improve the state's bottom line just a bit. But Dorflinger says there is yet another danger lurking in Oklahoma's fiscal waters.
My call today is that we have a conversation and that we're cautious as we continue to pass legislation that causes money to be apportioned prior to hitting the general revenue fund.
He says more state money is earmarked for particular uses, reducing the flexibility of policymakers to set priorities, especially in times of tight state budgets. Dorflinger also says the current fiscal situation points out the need for bonds to help pay for projects in the state, including the repair of its Capitol building. For KGOU, I'm Kurt Gwartney at the state Capitol.